Hey, this is Melissa Bartel, the Bathtub Mermaid, and this is my entry for the Dog Days of Podcasting, 2014, episode 20.
I only touch your love when the tips of my fingers try to clutch your love. I'm sick of the soap in a bathtub, love. I need something to hold. Feel deluded as once again I am eluded, and everything is left unconcluded. I need something to hold.
So it's Friday night, and in honor of Friday night, I always do flash fiction on Fridays. This one is called Cotton Candy. The old man's face glistened with the faint sheen of sweat. Beads of it shimmered at his temples, reflecting the Christmas-like colors of the lights along the midway. He was dressed up, as if for a date, for this occasion, in a short-sleeved cotton shirt striped in Oxford red with the collar pressed into crisp points, suspenders, and his best khaki pants breaking just so across the top of his shoes. They were old man shoes, sturdy brown leather with steel shanks and rawhide laces. He called them work shoes, although the only work he still did was to putter in the kitchen or the garden. A woman in a yellow sundress and matching sandals, her olive skin smooth despite the graying streaks in her wavy black hair, her dark eyes glowing with contentment, walked beside him, her arm looped through his, her body angled toward him. Her red-tinted lips moved rapidly, but her affectionate nagging was drowned out by the calliope music and the incessant chatter of the little girl who accompanied them. The little girl was the apple of the old couple's eyes. The child danced around them the way young children do when they're pumped up on fun. Her strawberry braids bobbed in time with her innocent chatter. She halted in front of the cotton candy, watching the hairnet-clad women in the booth spinning colored sugar into fluffy clouds on paper cones. "Grandpa, may I have some?" she asked. And of course, he said yes. Years later, when the old man was older still and his work shoes never even visited the garden anymore, he would sit in his recliner and smile into space, remembering the buzzing of mosquitoes, the tinny sound of the carousel's calliope, and the sticky cotton candy kisses of a little girl long since grown who never visited often enough. Show notes for this episode can be found at my website, www.bathtubmermaid.com. The entire Dog Days of Podcasting feed can be found at dogdaysofpodcasting.com. And you can leave comments at my website or talk to me on Twitter at Melis, M-E-L-Y-S-S-E. Thanks for listening. And never let your bathwater get too cold.
Come on inside. Well, I know how it feels, babe, to feel unclean. Most everybody knows to feel that stain so deep inside. And still it shows, but you can use my bathtub. Understand, you can use my bathtub. Yes, you can.